You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And before we start talking about the Sooners, let me talk to you about the Locked On Big 12 podcast. There's no better place to get all of your Big 12 conference news than the Locked On Big 12 podcast hosted by Josh Neighbors. Follow the Locked On Big 12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. And on today's show, we got a couple pieces of hardware that were handed out to a couple Oklahoma Sooners that we got to talk to you about. We've got a mock draft for 2022 that features four Sooners. So we'll dig into that in the second segment. And in the third segment, the Sooners Wire released their top 20 players heading into 2021. So I'll discuss that as well. But first, we got to touch on the hardware that Jocelyn Alo and Tiara Jennings received yesterday. Jocelyn Alo won the National Collegiate Softball Player of the Year Award, and Tiara Jennings won the Freshman Player of the Year Award. And I saw from Josh Calloway over at the Sooners Wire that this is the first time in the history of the award that the same school won both the Freshman Player of the Year, or the Newcomer of the Year, and the Player of the Year Award. And it's absolutely incredible. And, you know, just a few years back, Jocelyn Alo won the Freshman Player of the Year. And it just goes to show the consistent talent added to the Oklahoma Sooner softball program. And we saw it on display this past weekend, right? And we've seen it all year long. But in the biggest moments in the Super Regional, it was Tiara Jennings, Jocelyn Alo coming through with clutch hits, clutch home runs, especially from Alo, who took on Gabby Plain and made her look like just another pitcher, even though she was a finalist for the National Player of the Year Award as well. Jocelyn Alo was absolutely incredible this season, you know, leading the Sooners in home runs. She's now tied the school record with 30 home runs in a year. And as good as Alo has been this year, the 30 home runs, 82 RBIs, those 82 RBIs are just second on the team. And it's an absolutely incredible feat that she's accomplished as a freshman for the Oklahoma Sooners and in the leadoff position, no less. And again, those 82 RBIs just goes to show the incredible depth that Oklahoma has up and down their lineup, that Tiara Jennings as a leadoff hitter would be able to have as many RBI opportunities and come through as Jocelyn Alo. According to Sooner Sports, it was the third time that a Sooner has won the USA Softball Player of the Year Award. Kalani Ricketts won it in 2012 and 2013 as the only other Sooner to win the award. And as in the Newcomer of the Year, the Freshman Player of the Year, Jada Coleman was also in the running for the award. And it's the first time in the program's history, according to Sooner Sports, that two of the three finalists came from the same team. Yeah, just fantastic for the ladies. I think it's, you know, just a further testament to what they've accomplished this year. And it's not finished. They still have a great opportunity to extend their season against James Madison on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. is when they'll open the Women's College World Series. And congratulations to them. Also, big time news on the national front. Oklahoma men's golf will play for the national championship starting today as well. And so make sure you check out and follow what's going on with them on that front. Champ U is having a great spring. That's really all you can say about that, is that Oklahoma continues to put their teams in position to win national championships. And that's just great for the university. It's great for the city of Norman. It's great for recruiting. It's great for these players. All the hard work that they put in every single day in the off season, in the season, to train, prepare physically, mentally, and spiritually in some senses, to go out and grind away throughout the season. it's just a testament to such hard work and effort that they put in and year out to prepare for these moments. And you just love to see your team in particular, but you just, I don't know, there's just something about championship season. Even when, like, say I'm watching lacrosse and, you know, the national championships are on, you know, all the work that goes into getting to that point. And when you see a team win the national championship and they're kind of, the emotions just take over and the excitement takes over, it's because of all the work that they've put in. And so here's hoping that, you know, softball and golf are able to experience that feeling of winning a national championship. And they're going to have a great chance. They're going to have as good a shot as anybody. Oklahoma went into the, you know, golf national championships as the number one seed. Oklahoma Sooners softball team as the number one seed as well. Now, so they'll both have big challenges to overcome throughout the rest of the national championships and the College World Series. But hey, they've got as good a shot at anybody as anybody. And we'll see what happens. We'll continue to cover it here on Locked On Sooners. Coming up next, we'll talk through Luke Easterling of the Draft Wire's 2022 mock draft that had two rounds featured. We'll talk about which Sooners landed in it and where they went. But first, I want to talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's easy to eat. It's 100% covered in chocolate. And it's the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They've got 9 delicious flavors, including coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. My personal favorite is the peanut butter brownie. And they just released a new flavor as well. It's grasshopper cookie. So if you're into thin mints and you just love that mint chocolate flavor, give the grasshopper cookie a shot. I'm telling you, these things taste fantastic. They've got 17 or 18 grams of protein, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, only 130 to 180 calories, depending on the bar that you get. Again, great for you, great to eat, just all around great protein bar. I've never had another protein bar like it. I eat one every day. Yesterday, I had one of the coconut brownie chunk ones and then was going to go help some family members move. I didn't need anything else. Like, even hours later, hours after I'd eaten it, I still had plenty of energy to do what I needed to do to help them move into their new house. So get yourself a Built Bar. Figure out what we've been talking about for now 8-9 months. This is the best tasting protein bar. You will not be disappointed. So go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. And now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we're going to dig into Luke Easterling's 2022 mock draft, way too early, 2-round projections, where he gives you the top 64 picks in the draft. And we'll talk about where the Sooners landed on that, where there might be a little bit of controversy, because there is a little bit of controversy, especially if you're a Sooners fan. But let's just talk about it. The number one overall pick, it's not a quarterback. It's going to the Houston Texans. And it's Kayvon Thibodeau out of Oregon, the edge rusher. And I can see this happening. Edge rusher is one of those positions that is highly sought after in the NFL. Teams are going to prioritize that sometimes as much as quarterback, especially if there's not a clear cut number one overall. And if you're a team like the Houston Texans who may have a quarterback, like if Deshaun Watson is available and he's back next year, then I can see a situation where the Houston Texans do have the number one overall pick, but don't take a quarterback, because if, say, Deshaun Watson, going through his legal issues, is suspended for this year or is just out for a lot of this year and then comes back in 2022, then you're not necessarily looking to draft a Spencer Rattler at number one overall because you've got your quarterback. For better or worse, they're tied in. They've got a pretty long-term contract with Watson. Now, I'm sure they could fight it legally to figure out some way to recoup some of that signing bonus and cap space, but that's for a discussion for another show. But the first quarterback that comes off the board is at number 2 overall, and that's North Carolina's Sam Howell. So that's a bit of controversy. A lot of these draft sites put Spencer Rattler as the number 1 overall pick. And, you know, or as the top quarterback in the draft. And I can see it. I think for Sooners fans, this is going to be a little bit of a controversial statement. And forgive me if you're listening, but I don't think it's a surefire thing that Spencer Rattler is the number one quarterback in the 2022 class at this point in time. I do think he can show and prove that to be the case throughout the course of the 2021 season. But I'm in the boat where I want to see more. I want to see some better decision-making at times, because he seems to be a guy that is unafraid to just throw a YOLO ball into triple coverage down the field when his guy's not open. Now, if you've got a wide receiver like a CeeDee Lamb who can win contested catches and go get up and above, you know, triple coverage, that's fine. Or maybe like a Jaden Hazelwood. Or you look at the NFL like a DeAndre Hopkins. But if you don't have that guy and you're relying more on kind of the shifty, speedy types like Marvin Mims, Theo Weiss, like he was last year, you don't need to be throwing YOLO balls into triple coverage. And so we need to see a little bit better decision-making out of Spencer Rattler. I need to see it at least before I'm ready to say, yes, he's the number one overall pick. Just because he's an Oklahoma quarterback and just because he's an Oklahoma quarterback under Lincoln Riley doesn't make him the number one overall pick right away. Again, I know this is controversial and this is a take, but I just want to see more. And I think he's going to show it this year. I think he's going to prove my skepticism wrong. And I'm looking forward to that. I really am. I love to be shown. Like, I love to be proven wrong, if that makes sense. And I think this is the year that he's going to do it. And so Spencer Rattler comes in all the way at number 9 to the Las Vegas Raiders. Pardon me. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm dealing with a bit of a cold and I'm sorry. So my voice sounds a little bit gravelly. It's struggling a little bit. That's why we didn't have an episode yesterday. I was just dragging. I just couldn't do it, but we're figuring it out today. I appreciate your patience. We're going to fight through it. We're going to get this episode done. We're going to have a great time doing it. But yeah, Spencer Rattler comes in at number 9 to the Las Vegas Raiders. And this is interesting to me. I think, you know, Derek Carr, he's kind of on his last legs with the Raiders. If he's unable to kind of turn it around and find some consistency there for them and help them get to the playoffs, which is going to be a really, really tough task in the NFC or the AFC West, then I could see, you know, John Gruden cutting bait and deciding to go with another quarterback. And I could see him loving Spencer Rattler because of his moxie and because of his arm strength and his just ability. I mean, he's got a ton of ability. And so again, me saying he's not the number one overall pick or not the number one quarterback in the class, that's me nitpicking quite a bit. Like I want to see a lot, but that doesn't mean he's not it. I just think he's going to show me more this year. The next Sooner and the only other Sooner to show up in the first round of this mock draft is defensive lineman Perrion Winfrey, who goes number 26 overall to the Cleveland Browns, reuniting with Baker Mayfield. And hey, I think that's reasonable. I feel like that's well within where he could land. I think he could even push higher. This is going to be a very quarterback heavy class. You know, going down through this list, I counted 4 or 5 quarterbacks, and those guys are always going to be pushed to the top. And then, you know, you're going to see wide receivers often get pushed to the top as well. Offensive linemen as well. Edge rushers, cornerbacks, those players are always going to be pushed to the top of the first round because they're part of what's called the Money 5 group in the NFL. And that's quarterback, offensive tackle, edge rusher, wide receiver, cornerback. Those are the 5 positions that the NFL covets highly and values more than other positions and pays more than other positions. If you go like over the cap.com and you compare the top salaries for those 5 positions to the other positions in the NFL, it doesn't really compare. Like an off-ball linebacker isn't making as much as an edge rusher. The top off-ball linebacker isn't making as much as the top edge rusher. And so I think Perrion Winfrey could push himself higher with a great 2021 season. Teams are always looking for an interior pass rush, and that is something that is hard to find. It's hard to find a guy like an Aaron Donald. Now, I'm not saying Perrion Winfrey is going to be Aaron Donald, but it's just hard to find a guy that can create so much disruption in the middle on a down-in, down-out basis. And teams are looking for that because, as you saw in like the Super Bowl against Tom Brady, it was pressure that beat him. Or sorry, against Patrick Mahomes, it was that interior pressure as well as the exterior pressure. But if a quarterback doesn't have the opportunity to step up in the pocket, even if he's being rushed off the edge, if he's got a clean front, he's got a place to step up to, he can make his throws. But if the inside of that pocket, the inside of the offensive line is getting just manhandled by a great interior defensive line play, it's very, very difficult for a quarterback because it makes them very uncomfortable. They're not allowed to sit on their spots and throw. They're not allowed to step up in the pocket when they're being pressured off the edge. And so I think Perrion Winfrey, with a great 2021, could see his stock rise quite a bit. And then coming in at number 38, again, going to the AFC North. This is Nick Bonito going to the Cincinnati Bengals, who would join up with Joe Mixon. And to me, this is a little bit low. I think we've seen Nick Bonito over the years prove to be a very, very effective pass rusher, as well as a coverage player. Now, he's a player that could fit well as a weak side defensive end in a 4-3 or in a 4-down alignment, or he could be, you know, an outside linebacker in a 3-4 alignment. Now, 4-3, 3-4, they don't mean as much as they used to because teams are playing in nickel about 70% of the time in the NFL. But in base alignments, that's kind of where you're slotting him, as a weak side defensive end or an outside linebacker. And it could be that, you know, Luke Easterly here, who does great work over at the Draft Wire, it could be he's just not sure where his fit would be and how teams might view him or value him. And so, again, Nick Bonito, like Perrion Winfrey, is a guy I think will see his stock rise because he just does so many things really, really well. Again, rushes the passer very well, plays the run very well, can cover. We've seen him make great plays in coverage as well. I think this is going to be a little bit low, but for right now, not knowing where teams will slot him because of his versatility, because of his dual role potential, if teams see him strictly as a 3-4 outside linebacker, then it'll be difficult for him to land with a particular team or maybe in the first round, because maybe those, you know, traditional 3-4 teams don't see him, you know, don't have a need, which could push him outside of the first round and into the second round. And then the only other Sooner to show up on this list is offensive tackle Wanye Morris. Again, I think this is a really good spot for where he's at right now in his college career. I think he can definitely jump up higher. I think it's one of those situations where he still has something to prove in the college game. And like I talked about, he plays one of those money five positions. And so if he's able to have a really, really good 2021, he could push himself into the first round discussion because he's got great athleticism, great size, great length. Everything's there. All the tools are there for him to be a great offensive tackle. Sometimes it's just change of scenery. Coming to OLU is going to be a really good fit for him. Sometimes it's just putting it all together. And in a year that is going to be what looks like a great year for the Oklahoma Sooners, this is an opportunity for Wanye Morris to really improve his draft stock. And again, I think he's a guy that could push into the first round because he plays one of the most important positions in the NFL, and that's offensive tackle. And now coming up next, we'll talk through Patrick Kahn over at the Sooners Wire. He put together the top 20 Sooners going into 2021. So I'll give you some thoughts on that here coming up after the break. But first, I want to talk to you about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. The NBA and the NHL are duking it out in the playoffs. And you can get in on all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, including UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news and sign up for bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get it into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. So head on over to betonline.ag, use your mobile device or your computer, and sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So if you put in $100, they will give you $50 to play with. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And today on the Locked On Today podcast, LeBron James wasn't enough for the Los Angeles Lakers. Are they done? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, let's talk through the top 20 Sooners as ranked by Patrick Kahn of the Sooners Wire. And I don't want to read the rankings to you. I just recommend you going over there. But I just want to talk about a few places where I'm like, come on, Pat. Now, Patrick's my buddy. We've had him on the show. Good friend of the show. Great, does great work covering the Sooners over at Sooners Wire. But I just right off the top, man, you're killing me with this number 20 ranking. Kennedy Brooks at number 20. Like behind Dellerin Turner Yell, Gabe Berkich, Pat Fields, DJ Graham. And DJ Graham's my guy too. That's one of my breakout contenders for 2021. But how are you gonna have Kennedy Brooks behind those four guys, five guys, behind Mike Woods, behind Jeremiah Hall? Like, I think Kennedy Brooks, and maybe I'll have to put my own rankings out there just because I think Kennedy Brooks is a top 10 player for Oklahoma heading into 2021. I think while Eric Gray is getting all the, you know, all the attention, he's getting a lot of media attention, and he's going to be a very exciting player for the Sooners this year. I think, again, people are vastly underrating Kennedy Brooks' ability and what he's going to do for the Sooners on the field. Yes, he missed last year, and that maybe that has people forgetting what kind of player he is, but he's one of the better running backs in the country. You heard me say it. He is one of the best running backs in the country. I put him up there with Breece Hall. He may not have all the same physical tools that those other guys have, but he produces at the same rate that those other guys do. I mean, you just look back 2 years ago when he's in a timeshare with Trey Sermon and Ramondre Stevenson, and he's able to continue to produce at a very, very high level. I think had they had him last year to start the, you know, the first six games of the season, things go a little bit differently for the Sooners. Kennedy Brooks easily starts over TJ Pledger, and you know, the first few games without Ramondre Stevenson, I think they go a little bit differently because you've got a veteran running back who can carry the load and who can make plays on his own. He doesn't need the offensive line to open up holes for him. He's got the vision and the agility to make plays himself. And so then, yeah, I mean, that's kind of my biggest problem with the list is that Kennedy Brooks is ranked a little too, way low in my opinion. But we'll just talk about the top 10, because I think, you know, you could make cases for any of these guys. You got Brian Asamoah coming at number 10, Austin Stogner coming at number 9, David Agwebu at number 8. Now that's a dude right there that I'm really looking forward to watching this year. I think he's going to be another player that has a breakout year. Eric Gray at number 7. Again, like if you're having Eric Gray at 7, you got to put Kennedy Brooks right there at 7 or right behind him at 8, in my opinion. Yeah. Offensive tackle Wanya Morris, number 5 wide receiver Marvin Mims, and number 4 edge Isaiah Thomas, number 3 Perrion Winfrey, number 2 Nick Bonito, and number 1 Spencer Rattler. I mean, yes, I could see Spencer Rattler as the number 1 player. Is he the best player on the team, though? I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I mean, he plays the most important position on the team, so he's obviously going to get a bit of a stock bump just because of the value at quarterback. But I don't necessarily know that he's better than Nick Bonito, right? I mean, Nick Bonito is an incredibly disruptive pass rusher, an incredibly disruptive run player, and can cover. I talked about him last segment. I mean, Spencer Rattler is going to get more attention because of the position he plays. But I don't know if he's definitively better than Nick Bonito at being an edge rusher. And it's hard to compare players at different positions. I don't have much issue otherwise with the list. I mean, my biggest issue is with Kennedy Brooks. And one day people are going to quit discounting my guy. One day they're going to quit it. And this is going to be the year, I think, that people finally understand just how good of a player he is. But, you know, I could also make a case for, you know, a Deshaun White over Brian Asamoah. I can make a case. I think you can make a case for Jalen Redmond being ahead of Jaden Hazelwood, who Jaden Hazelwood comes in at 11 on this list. I mean, I think by the end of the year, I think the list, some of these things will flip a little bit. And I think Jaden Hazelwood will be higher because, again, I think he's a guy that's about to have a tremendous year because, like I talked about in the second segment, Spencer Rattler needs a guy who can win some contested catches, and Jaden Hazelwood's going to be that guy for him. I do love Eric Gray. I think he's going to be fantastic. I think he's going to be a guy that's going to make a lot of huge plays for Oklahoma. I just don't know if he's going to be getting that much more of a workload than Kennedy Brooks. We know that Lincoln Riley, DeMarco Murray like to have a running back rotation going to keep these guys fresh, to keep them healthy, allow them to make plays in the offense because they do different things and they're different kind of players. You know, Kennedy Brooks and Eric Gray showed that he could be, you know, carry a big time load at Tennessee. So I think both guys are capable of that. I just want to see Kennedy Brooks get some respect. I'm sorry to keep harping on this, but I mean, 20 Kennedy Brooks and 20, you're killing me, Pat. You're just killing me. I like Marvin Mims at 5. I think, you know, he's going to be another player that has a big time season. I think he showed a lot in his, you know, true freshman season in 2020. I think he's about to take another step forward. He's going to be a fantastic deep threat. Maybe not in the same way that Marquise Brown is, but he's going to find a lot of opportunities down the field. A lot of it will be due to the return of Austin Stogner, Jaden Hazelwood, coming back and getting a full off season. And now he's healthy, but man, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think the thing that's really important to note on this list is how many defensive players show up on this list. And just in the top 10, you got 5 of the top 10 are defensive players. And we haven't been able to say that very much. And not only that, but it's like half the list, half of the top 20 are defensive players. And again, you haven't been able to say that much. But I think that's just a testament to where they're at as a team, that they've finally got a team that is deep on the defensive side of the ball with talent. Because in years past, you know, we had guys like Neville Gallimore, Kenneth Murray. We had Oboe, who was obviously one of their best defensive player, but just didn't have much help otherwise. And so now this is a team that's got good players at every level of the defense, and it's showing on this list of the top 20. So definitely go check out that list. Let Pat know how you feel about it at Pat Sports Guy on Twitter. Get into the comment section over there at the Sooners Wire at usatoday.com and let them know, man, how you feel about this list. It's a great list. You know, people love lists, as the great Chris Arnold from Dallas Sports Media likes to say. To me, again, the most important thing on this thing is that half of it, or nearly half of it, because Gabe Burkett shows up, so nearly half of it are defensive players. And I think that is a great thing for Alex Grinch, for Lincoln Riley, and for the Oklahoma Sooners in going into 2021. And that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We're available on Apple, Google, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. Make sure you leave us a review, give us a 5-star rating. And you can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Sooners, on Facebook, Locked On Sooners Podcast. And you can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And until tomorrow, I'm John Williams. Boomer Sooner.